All right, we are back. Ernie is here with us again. You thought our time was over. Nope. We are doing a movie draft. Now, based on the movie that we just did, The Mummy, I thought it'd be a fun idea to create our own monster squad, our universal monster gang. Ernie and I are going to be picking our favorite in each category of each monster. We did pick five, which is going to be vampire, the mummy, sea creature, Frankenstein, and a werewolf. Ernie, you don't do horror movies. How do you think you're going to do on this?
Man, you know, it may very well be a pop culture all the way in this one, just because don't be surprised if you see some Twilight in here. And believe me, it isn't by choice, I promise you.
All good. No, this is what I find interesting. I gave him the option to opt out of this. You know, when I thought of this idea to do the movie draft with him, I'm like, he doesn't do horror. He doesn't have this huge knowledge of all these monsters. What is he going to do? He was like, nope, I'm game. Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm okay. Let's do this. We're going to have you vote on which one of us had the best set of monsters to create that universal monster squad. And so here we go. Ernie, which monster should we start with first?
We should start with Dracula. He's like the Nick Fury, Iron Man character-esque of the monster cinematic universe, you know?
All right. So I'm going to let you go first for this round. Who was your vampire Dracula pick for this? What head vampire did you want for your squad?
You know, for as much as I love me some Edward, you know, and all the things that comes with, I'm going to go with Count Vladius the Third Dracula from Van Helsing. I loved his rendition. Like, it was just so dark and just like it just fit. And so he's my Dracula for sure.
All right. I did not match with that, so that's good. My vampire, I mean, I have so many favorite vampire movies out there. It's really hard for me to even pick a vampire movie that I like more than the others. So I had a list here, and this is probably the hardest one that I had to juggle with, but hopefully for the sake of my audience and trying to win a vote, I'm going with Lestat from Interview with the Vampire.
Okay.
That's my vampire.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Man. All right. So, let's see. I'll go first this next round. I will choose. Well, actually, you tell me which one you want to go.
Let's go Sea Monster. That one's
Sea Monster.
That's a tough one for me.
Okay. So I'm going with this sea creature. It was the literal first one that came up in my head. And I don't even know if there's an official name for it. You are not going to know this reference, I don't think, Ernie, but if you've seen or heard of the movie, and I want you to do this if you have a computer in front of you, look up the movie Deep Rising.
Deep Rising. Okay, let's see.
And just put creature next to it. The sea creature in Deep Rising, I don't know what it is about this movie. It is the cheesiest movie you will ever see that actually tried to be a little bit authentic and real. But I just love the creature in this movie. It's just the scariest thing. It's huge. It's monstrous. And it just looks crazy. But this movie was hilarious.
Whoa. Oh, geez. Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Oh.
So get this, though. In Deep Rising, you will find Famke Janssen. She was in this movie. And Dinsman Hansu.
Jeez Louise.
And, oh God, where is he? I know he's in this movie. Benny.
Shut up.
Kevin O'Connor is in this movie, but he's a good sidekick this time instead of a bad one.
Goodness.
But he was also in this one too. So that is my choice for Sea Creature, is the creature who was in the movie Deep Rising.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good one. That's a horrifying pick for sure.
Yeah. All right. Who was your pick?
Oh, you know, I'm going to go all the way and shout out my homie, Jerry Bruckheimer. because my sea creature is definitely the Kraken from the Pirates of the Caribbean series.
Yeah,
the Kraken. I wanted to go with the Kraken from Clash of the Titans.
But it was
a little too much. It was like a sea turtle, and I was like, I don't know about all that, but
yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah, the Kraken from Pirates of the Caribbean. It was scary. It was a good rendition, I think. So that's my sea monster right there.
All right. Next category, we got mummy, werewolf, and Frankenstein. Which one are we gonna do next? This is you. Your round.
Oh goodness. Let's go with the mummy. Let's go with mummy for this one.
All right. Who's your pick for the mummy?
Oh man, you know, it's gonna be weird, but I wanted like a redemption. I want redemption for Sophia. I want redemption for Sophia for that terrible job that they did with her in the new mummy. So I think Sophia Boutella in her rendition of the mummy. It was scary. It was like, yeah, right. I think, you know, she was a good character. I think she did fit. Right. Especially with the double eyes. Like, that was crazy. That was definitely
cool. I'm not hating. I mean, even though I didn't particularly like the new reboot of The Mummy, I thought she did a great job.
Yeah. So that's my...
All right. No, that's cool. I will just match it up with our current mummy, Arlo Vosloo. I'll just go with the mummy that we watched today. Yeah, he will always be my favorite. So I just... Yeah. He's a scary dude. So yeah, I'm going to go with him. So we have Frankenstein and the werewolf. Which one you want to go next?
Oh man, let's go werewolf. Let's go with the werewolf. All right. On this one.
Werewolf. Okay. So my choice for the werewolf is going to be the werewolf from Cabin in the Woods.
Ooh.
So this werewolf, totally authentic. You never saw him human. There's no emotional human tie to him. He's just a vicious, gigantic wolf. And I know you haven't seen this movie, but the look of the werewolf is legit. His attack structure, his monstrous like demeanor, everything just was so scary as hell. And if there were a movie with that particular werewolf in it, I can pretty much guarantee it would be a scary film to watch. So yeah, that is my choice for werewolf.
It's a good one. This might be a little bit out of left field, but it's still a werewolf character nonetheless. And I think I loved the adaptation of it. I wanted to go with Van Helsing, but okay. I felt like that was a little too much on the cheek given that Dracula is in the same film.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Remus Lupin from the Harry Potter series. Yeah, he's a werewolf.
That's very creative. No, yeah. You are absolutely right. That's very creative. I like that.
You know, I was like, yeah, you know, he's cool. He's chill. He's hanging out. And then, woof, giant wolf. I'm like, oh, God. So, yeah, that'd be just a little out of left field. But, you know, he matches, I think.
Okay. No, that's fair. Then we have, last but not least, our Frankenstein. Who did you pick for your Frankenstein?
Oh, this is going to be really funny. I'm going to go with the Hotel Transylvania Frankenstein.
Oh, I was going to pick the Hotel Transylvania. I was going to pick that, actually. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to go with it. He's just funny. And Kevin James as the voice.
About to look up who was the voice of of Frankenstein. So it was Kevin James.
Kevin James. And it's quirky. He's funny. He's goofy. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that makes sense. That totally makes sense for his character.
That's funny. I like that. That I was actually going to pick that just to be funny about it. All right. So since you went with that, my Frankenstein choice is going to be the lovable, the humble, the endearing Frankenstein from the Monster Squad.
Oh yeah.
Ed, did you see that movie?
Briefly, but I don't really remember it like that.
Oh my God. The Frankenstein in Monster Squad. Even thinking about it, I don't know if you remember, there's a scene at the end, you know, cause obviously Frankenstein is meant to be evil, but he's challenging, his role in the team on being a monster. And it's like, no, I've been around these humans too much. I like them. And, you know, they had to say their goodbyes as they were getting sucked in, and just the music, and like, he didn't want to go. Oh, it makes me tear up every time watching. Oh, Frankenstein. Oh, I love that monster so much. But yeah, that is my choice for Frankenstein. So yeah. Oh, yeah. Good one. All right. So there you have it. Those were our picks for our Universal Monster Squad. How did you guys do? I'm going to tally up everyone's choices, see who came the closest to any of our teams here. The person who gets the most matches out of both combined will win a prize. I will announce it on Twitter very shortly after this post. But just for fun, Ernie, name a couple of other choices you had on your list. Who was some honorable mentions that you had?
Definitely. So, you know, I got my boy Jacob from the Twilight series is a werewolf.
Yes.
I was Team Jacob all the way.
Very Team Jacob.
Man, that body, geez. Even as a straight, even as a straight male, I'm just like, dude, can we help out here, please?
I know.
Right. I think as far as sea creature, a funny one that I had was Shark Boy from Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
You're hilarious. Again, another Tyler Lautner or Taylor Lautner character. I'm sensing a pattern.
You know? And as far as Frankenstein, I think that was the toughest one. I don't think, you know, I'm glad I went first, because I would not have a second. You know, that's a tough one, because I didn't want to go back into like the Van Helsing world again, like, you know, already picked Dracula, right?
Yeah, and, yeah.
You know, I guess there's the classic Frankenstein. But if I had to pick a future Frankenstein, right, like the, his name is blanking on me right now. Oh, my goodness. Part of the Dark Universe, with Tom
Cruise. I know you're talking about.
Oh, my goodness.
I know who you're talking about.
Javier Bardem. Yes. Him.
As, that would have been a good one.
Because I'm still rooting for it. I want to see him on the big screen as Frankenstein or his monster. I don't care which one. Because he would be great. And Jolie as the bride.
Yeah.
Speaking into existence.
Of course. Yeah. I almost picked Michael J. Fox from Teen Wolf.
That's a good one. Wow.
I almost picked him. Yeah.
That's a good one.
There was also Frankenhooker. Oh, I don't know if you've ever... Have you heard of this movie?
Is that, that's a thing?
That is a thing. So, yeah.
Wow. Wait a minute.
A woman gets reanimated and then starts kind of like trying to hook around the city. And yeah, it's the cheesiest B-movie ever. But my co-host, Sean... he lives by this title and he introduced me to it. So if I ever wanted like a sort of out of the box sort of choice, I would have picked her.
That's funny.
Yeah. Also I had on my list, as another vampire, Jerry Dandridge, who was in the movie Fright Night. And I'm not talking about the remake. I'm talking about the original, Chris Sarandon.
Mm.
Not many people know who Chris Sarandon is, but he voiced Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Classic.
He was also the cop detective from Child's Play, the Chucky film. Ooh. To give you a bit of a visual. I know, look at that face.
I know, you know. I remember the first 15 minutes of Chucky, and I said, what year did the movie come out in? Because whatever year that was the year I said no. I said absolutely not.
Can't never do it.
all the bride, the remake, the touch-ups, he got sewn back together. Nope, none of them. Nah, I'm good.
Can't do them. No, it's fair. All right, well, again, thank you for listening to our bonus episode. I always have fun with these drafts. Remember to vote for which one of us had the better monster squad, and again, we'll have another draft coming up, I'm sure, very soon. All right, thanks, Ernie, for playing. Appreciate it. I'll let you know who wins. And yeah, take care.